Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, our beloved listener. I hope you're having fun, flowing in love, joy, peace, and compassion, and ready to have some fun together while you are keeping yourself charged up and nourishing yourself based on your birthright, your free subscription to be present in such a beautiful state and continuously just be aware of it, keeping your heart open and enjoy, have fun living. Hello, Iman, how are you? So yeah, I'm glad I'm back with you guys, and we're going to have some fun today. First of all, most noteworthy is we are sending much information out about our new self-healing class that is going to start on April, and to be exact, it's Sunday, April 8th. It's from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, and it's going to be via telephone. As always, you're welcome to join us from wherever you are, whatever state you dial in from, and we are here to serve you as divine wish for us to continuously remind ourselves and remind each other that we are all children of divine, living on earth, in our physical body, and we have the opportunity to serve ourselves, serve others, and ask for support from divine. And our classes are all recorded, so you never miss a class with us. And also, the other key important thing is that the way we organize these classes, and our intention is to come to you wherever you are, whatever day, time of the day, and try to serve you to our best ability, hoping that you're also willing to jump on the wagon, and alongside with us, be willing to serve yourself with love, joy, peace, and compassion. And of course, in these classes, what we have done is we have integrated a series of beautiful spiritual practices that are from various regions of the world, like Taoism, that is has many thousands of years history in Far East China, and it's the foundation of acupuncture, meridian system, and the acupuncture technique that is widely used worldwide, as well as other practices like Sufism that we are going to cover in more detail today, and Western body physiology. And the experience we have gained over the last 14 years of doing distance healing on many people who call us from different states, different countries, who require support. And quite often, whether these people contact us and they have degenerative disease or chronic disease or terminal disease, we encourage you all to be a participant in the process of self-healing and acknowledge the fact that we all have a powerful healing ability within us that we can ignite through love, for our physical body, our emotional body, our thought. And as we accept the responsibility of our health and bring it on our own hand, and we are willing to work with many different medical services, regardless of type, Western, Eastern, herbal, pharmaceutical, then we will experience the benefit of participating in that process, because we are accepting the responsibility that this is our body, this is our thought, this is our emotion, and we are here to learn how to continuously expand ourselves, how to continuously heal ourselves, and be the best that we are. And
can you hear me now, Amin?
Yes, now I can hear you. How are you? I saw you online, but I couldn't hear you.
Hello, Amin. Hello, dear listeners. My apologies. I was having a bit of technical difficulty with the headpiece and phones and all that good stuff. It's good to be back with you here again. I'm sorry for interrupting your talk. I mean, I just want to take a quick moment. I noticed that you mentioned about the self-healing class that will start on April 8th, and you invited everybody to come in and join them. And I also wanted to share that in San Diego County, we are in the middle of the second practicum session. And if you are local to San Diego or Southern California, you're most welcome to join us and practice some of the concepts that Amin is talking about. And also, I would like to share that Tuesday will be the first day of spring, which will be the beginning of the new year for a number of countries that celebrate their New Year's at the start of spring, including Persians. So to all our good Persian listeners, as well as other good listeners, we wish you a Happy New Year. We wish ourselves a Happy New Year. Amin and I are both Persian. It's a time of celebration, of joy, of doing better, of practicing everything that we need and everything that we want, and everything that brings us love, joy, peace, and compassion. As always, we are only an email, a phone call away from you. You can reach us at www.healingpack.org. That's healing, H-E-A-L-I-N-G, P as in Paul, A as in Adam, Q as in Queen.org, or at help@healingpack.org. We are also a non-profit organization, and most of the services that we bring to you are free of charge, like this radio podcast that we are talking to you through. And I believe, how long have we been doing this? I mean, it's been about 2 years now?
A little bit more than 2 years. We started December of 2009.
So a little more than that, over two years. So anyways, the reason I'm bringing that up is that because we appreciate your donations. Your donations enable us to offer our teachings in the classes with scholarships to people who need them, but they're not. They're maybe experiencing some type of financial hardship, or also to bring you programs such as this podcast. We are happy to do it. We love doing it. We love talking to you. We love sharing, like Amin was sharing with you earlier. A lot of people, many people have found these practices to be useful. You can see their testimonials on the website. And those are words that people have shared with us exactly as they have shared their experiences with us. Thank you for being you. Thank you for listening. Thank you for practicing self-healing as well as distance healing. And distance healing is simply when we practice to heal something outside of ourselves. And everybody is available, is capable of doing that. So please do come back to visit. Do visit the website. Stay in touch with us. Make a donation if your heart guides you to attend the classes. And have a fantastic new year. back to you, Amin.
Yeah, it's an absolutely, you know, beautiful time. The spring solstice starting, to be exact, March 19th, 10:14 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
Yes.
1:14 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And it's just the Mother Earth is starting the spring shortly, and life plants start reviving, and it's a beautiful time to tap into the spring solstice and recognize the beginning of new life.
And speaking of beginning of new life, a lot of us are on the journey and the path of doing things differently. What we suggest is exactly what nature does. The plants, the flowers, the trees, they all start very small. They grow bit by bit out of the earth, and eventually they grow into the amazing nature that they are. So if there is something that you would like to change, take advantage of this opportunity of the new year, of the new spring, and start making the changes small and bit by bit, one step at a time. Do not pressure yourself into heavy-duty, challenging areas. You are meant to have fun. You are meant to have joy. You are meant to enjoy this life that you are experiencing. As such, please be very kind and gentle with yourself. And naturally, through that practice, you will be very kind and gentle with everybody around you. So it's a good time to do this.
Absolutely. It's a beautiful time, and we need to use every opportunity as a triggering point to do something healthy. And as we experience more life challenges, we need to be most efficient in order to deal with them. And when we find that golden nugget within every life challenge and use those incidents as an opportunity to trigger something healthy within us, whether we have some kind of health challenges or financial challenges or challenges in relations or career, the opportunity is always there, and we need to remind ourselves that because of these challenges, and the steeper, the more challenging the situation is, we need to be more efficient. So sometimes we need to remind ourselves that as I am entering into this new challenge, am I most efficient dealing with it? And if the answer is yes, then we need to think about how we become more efficient. And if the answer is no, then we need to change our viewpoint to the situation and see how we can view it, think about it, sense it in such a way that it allows our ability for becoming more efficient to deal with it arise. And we have produced over 100 podcasts that, when you really think of it, they all go back to the notion of love. And the answer to any challenge is ultimately love, and the practice around overcoming the challenge is love. But it's such a multi-layer concept, and it works in many different layers, regardless of the challenges, that sometimes we lose track of the method. That's why we continuously provide these different podcasts, and we look at it from different perspective, different viewpoint, but always bringing it back to that key point that by practicing love, we can ultimately keep ourselves most efficient. And probably some of you folks are thinking, well, if you're going to talk about what Sufism, why are you keep on covering this material instead of jumping into the subject? The reality is, all these points we are bringing up is the practical part of Sufism. So, in that respect, when we understand Sufism at the most foundation, it's about our personal unique connection to divine. Just like our fingerprints, every one of us has a fingerprint, and every one of us has a unique fingerprint. Same is true about our unique connection to divine. Every one of us has that connection, and every one of those connections is unique. Is my connection like yours? Maybe it's different, but is the connection there? Absolutely. How is that connection happening? It's happening through our heart, happening through our heart and soul. So when you really understand the foundation of the Sufi spiritual practice, from a practical standpoint, is the notion of love as an essence and continuous expansion of our heart. Because to bring love to every moment of every day and every moment of every week and practice that 365 days per year, 52 weeks per year, it requires a deep understanding of the role love plays in all aspects, in all layers of our daily activities. And in order to get ourselves to the point of expanding ourselves further and further, it requires to really bring that love to ourselves and saturate ourselves with that love. Because such an unconditional love gives us the ability to expand ourselves further and further, and instead of intellectualizing or intellectually understanding the meaning of it, we need to practice it. Is there a situation that I can say I am 100% saturated with love? Absolutely not, because it's unlimited. It's infinite. To practice love is infinite. Is there such a situation that I can say my heart is fully expanded? Absolutely not, because expanding our heart is infinite. And so when you really understand the underlying foundation of all Sufi practice, regardless of which region, which country, which school of thought, which school of practice, they all return back to this foundation. The heart being the center of our connection and filling it up with love and saturating ourselves with love is the nourishment that we require in order to further and further experience such expansion. And when we practice that, and as Iman was saying, just like a small seed that upon its own free will decides when it's time to start growing, when it's time to start opening itself and coming out of the soil, sprouting toward the sky, sprouting toward the sun, sprouting toward the heaven, based on that seed's free will, that choice is the choice of the seed. And at the same time, when it chooses to sprout and grow, it can grow for as long as it chooses to grow. So that notion of free will is quite powerful, and that notion is not only our human ability, but that is the ability that in creation is given to every seed. It's given to every mountain. It's given to every being living on earth, whether it happens to be part of the plant kingdom or animal kingdom or water mass and life in it, as well as the four elements, which again is part of the practice of Sufism, to recognize our connection with earth, air, fire, and water, and the fact that it is around us as well as is within us. And also recognize that in life, there is no limit. And in expansion, there is no limit. Of course, as I said earlier, there are many forms of Sufi practices, and you can always find many websites that, you know, are part of different practices. But our focus, as always, is the essence of a practice. Because instead of talking about how water tastes in a bottle versus how water tastes in a cup versus how water tastes in a bowl or how water tastes in the palm of our hand, we stay focused on talking about that essence, which is water. Instead of comparing it in different containers, we stay with the formless. And because water is formless, water always finds the least path of resistance to flow. And it can fill up any container, and it adjusts its form to the form of that container. So when we talk about heart, opening our heart, when we talk about love, merging ourselves in love and practice that love for ourselves, for our environment, for our loved ones, for our enemies, then we are putting that love into different forms, because love is formless. Of course, in the foundation of the tradition of Sufism, it's well recognized that there are many states of that expansion, but at the base of it is the notion of understanding our ego and survival, understanding our intellect and advancement, understanding our heart and soul, and recognize that the more such love arises from our ego and survival, the more conditional it is. And the more such love arises from our heart and soul, the more unconditional it is. So if you consider the extreme of the 2x spectrum, you can say that my love for self, for others, is most conditional versus my love for self and others is most unconditional. Where am I in that situation? And then by have a deeper understanding about our situation, then we can take the small steps to progress from one state to another state and try to make it, as time goes by, less and less unconditional. I'm sorry, less and less conditional and more unconditional. Which means, like, when I'm totally healthy, I am in a perfect state of mind, in a perfect emotional state, naturally practicing love is the easiest. But the minute some kind of pain arises, whether that pain happened to be a physical pain or mental pain or emotional pain, and whether the cause of that pain is arising within me or someone has done something, that we have a tendency to blame that person who is the cause of that pain, then it's more challenging to practice that unconditional love. But when we recognize that and we practice that unconditional love under those set of circumstances, yes, it's more challenging to do it, but at the same time it's more rewarding, because we are doing it under a set of challenge. On the other hand, you may also know about the practice of Sufism, as, or you may have heard about it, as whirling dervishes, where they move in a certain direction in a spiral motion. The notion of that movement is all about the spiral motion. Of course, some of the Sufi practices may not necessarily be that physical outward spiral motion, but the notion, the symbolic practice of that spiral movement is the recognition of the energy that exists in rotation. That's why if you look at some of the beautiful pictures that is being taken by Hubble telescope, by Spitzer telescope, by other telescope, where we observe galaxies, a series of those galaxies are referred to as spiral galaxies. Of course, they have different names because, you know, whoever discovered them, they, you know, name it maybe after that person. Some of them have a numbering system. But if you really look at it, which we have posted some of these pictures on our website as well under the various vibrational sites. The key point is that spiral motion. Now, does that spiral motion have to be physical? Absolutely not. But it's the energetic movement which is important to recognize that is moving throughout the universe as a spiral. And in a sense, if you really think of it, when we look at a wave in two-dimensional, maybe it's an up and down, but when you really observe that in three-dimensional, it again goes back to that spiral motion. So the idea of those whirling dervishes, the spiral movement, is tapping to the, if I may say, the divinely rotational frequency of experiencing such unconditional love. Because that unconditional love, like as a spiral motion, is what is nourishing the entire universe. The galaxies, the stars, the planets, the moons, the plants, the animal kingdom, the water mass, life in it, as well as us. So every being is being nourished by it. And of course, it's also important to mention that in the self-healing class, as well as distance healing class, as well as all the teaching and the serving that we provide, what we have done is, on one hand, we have integrated many of these beautiful philosophies, Sufi practice, Gnostic practice, that is the foundation of spiritual practices in Christianity, the Kabbalah practice, which is the foundation of spirituality in Judaism, the Buddhist practice, the spiritual part of the Buddhism, as well as Hinduism, which, like, for example, the chakra system arises from the Hindu practice. We have integrated all these along with Western medicine, Eastern medicine, as an attempt to solve a bigger picture. And we humans are at the state of being able to integrate these. And in our future podcast, we further break this concept of how these integration points benefit and complement one another, because, you know, it's a good time for us to go into our practical steps of meditating. So just bear with us in our future podcast. We will cover how simple, as well as how powerful and strong it is to integrate these, to benefit from them, and be that water that can, as a formless essence, that can fill up any container. Whether that container happen to be different religious practices, different spiritual practices, different medical practices, it all comes back to that essence of nourishing ourselves. And that's what you and I are born in, our physical body, in our container, regardless of how long we live on Earth, in this beautiful container that every one of us occupy, to learn such expansion. So, Iman, are you ready to go for the meditation?
Yes, I am, and I would like to quickly share a very simple practice along the lines of unconditional love that you were talking about. I mean, it's difficult for many to grasp the concept of how can you possibly love everything, not to mention unconditional love. The whole process, if you want to practice it, dear listeners, it can start very easily. The simplest form of loving and love is smiling. Take a note of yourself and how much you smile during the day. If whatever amount of smiling you're doing, try to start smiling more often, first to yourself, like when you look yourself in the mirror, when you see the reflection of yourself in some glass, in the morning when you wake up. And from there, try to smile to people around you more often. The whole point of making a change in our habits and our behavior, it has to be enjoyable and it has to be easy so that we can remember it, so we can practice it. With the students that we all work together, we are all students of Divine. With the students that we all work together and as a group, the smiling has become very powerful. And they are reporting that good things are coming their way. They are feeling better. They are finding it to be a very good practice. So we invite you to try smiling and let us know. Again, we are only an email away, help@healimpact.org. So with that said, Amin, yes, please lead away.
Great addition, complimentary information to simplify all this for ourselves.
Thank you.
Just close your eyes. Become aware of your breath. Imagine that you are slowly breathing into your heart, inhaling into your heart. If you enjoy to have a visual that breath is entering into your heart like a spiral, let it be. And then imagine you're exhaling, just again like a spiral motion coming out of your heart. Now, to take it a step further, imagine that the quality of your breath, the quality of that spiral motion entering with every breath, exiting with every breath from your heart, is the essence of love. Every breath is deeper and slower than the previous breath. Just be mindful, enjoy your breath as it's entering and exiting from your heart in a spiral motion. As you are synchronizing yourself deeper and deeper with love as that you are merging yourself deeper and deeper with love. As you are doing that, different emotions, different thoughts rushing. It's okay. Welcome them. And breathe that love into them. You can also imagine that whatever the cause of that thought is, whatever the cause of that emotion is, such love, like a spiral motion, is entering into them as well. Intention, you may change these words as you wish. That becomes most heartfelt to you. Remember, love is formless. And you can put it into any phrase. I set my intention to be the same and synchronized with divine intention. God, Source, collective consciousness, whatever word resonates with you, I'm your child. Living on earth, serving you, serving Mother Earth, and serving I. Please allow love, like a spiral motion, enter into my heart. And I filter every thought, every emotion, and every physical challenge through the lens of love. Now that we said it, it's time to practice it. Allowing such love. That is our birthright. It's what we are born into it. To arise just like a seed that we planted into our heart. Awakening that seed within us. That seed was placed, was planted into our heart at our birth. Child, we experienced it, we had it. But as we grew older, reached the age of teenager, a young adult, adult, a senior adult. We covered it with many other thoughts, many other emotions. So it's like wiping out, cleansing all those thoughts, all those emotions, and allowing that love that was planted into our heart as a seed to surface again. Every one of us has the ability to do that, to awaken that innocent, loving, cheerful, having fun childhood within us. We just have to remind ourselves that that was our birthright. That's how we were born, and that's how we choose to be, by becoming aware of that child within us, by becoming aware of that seed. That had the quality of love that was planted into our heart. Then we let that seed to grow further, sprouting, opening, blossoming toward the heaven, toward the sky. With every breath, with that spiral motion, just like a drill, we can dig deeper and deeper through our emotional layers, through our mental layers, through our thought, reaching that seed. Becoming mindful and enjoy the presence of the beautiful child that exists within every one of us. As you reach it with every breath, allow smile, a laughter comes to your heart. Be playful. Have fun doing this. Enjoy the blossom and this new spring season, the spring solstice, of reawakening that seed within our heart and allow it to grow. Bringing the joy back for us more and more. Filling up every cell within our body, our physical body, bringing that joy to every thought as it arises, bringing that joy into every emotion as it arises. When different thoughts arise, when different emotions arise, welcome them. Recognize them. Feed them. Nourish them with your love. thankful to yourself for your willingness to breathe in and out love into your heart, awakening that seed within you. Be thankful for what a beautiful you are, and how much love you are willing to saturate yourself with and also share it with others. We love you all and hope that as we serve you, divine serve you, you also jump on the wagon, start serving yourself with love, your organs, your thought, your emotions, and also special thanks to Bert Griswold for the beautiful music he's produced for us.
Thank you, dear listeners. It was good to spend this time with you. Happy New Day, Happy New Year, Happy New Life. Take care of yourselves. Till next week. Bye-bye.
Love you all, and we hope that you can join us and also join our self-healing classes so we have more fun together, learning, expanding, and be the beauty that